for you. Seth, go ahead. Are you counting down? I do this radio show every week. And over the phone, yeah. It's an internet radio show. Seth! Seth! This is Alan Steinfeld. I am broadcasting live from the Meta Center in New York at the Earth Day celebration here. We're going to be talking to some performers and people. I have with me right now Dr. Steve Gettinger. He just gave a nice talk about what it is to heal from the heart. So I'm here, standing here with Steve now, and you want to just give us a little overview of what you said, Steve?
Sure. Hi, everybody. What I said was that we're born into this life as just beautiful balls of love, and then something happens. We're born, and it's just scary. And then there's a biological promise that our parents will love us and nurture us, and it just doesn't always work out that way. And my work is based on reducing pain through the body, through the mind, through the spirit, and having people become big again and love big again and be able to be the true self.
I have a question. How do you learn to love after you get older? How do you stay open?
Well, I think what we have to do is, before we can love anyone else, we have to really be loved. And that means love ourselves. And I don't mean love ourselves in an ego sense. I mean get into that place where we were hurt and feel very seed of us, where we were hurt, and breathe life back into that, and be whole ourselves, and then we can have love and be love again.
I mean, you don't have to talk about anything personal, but I'm just curious in your life, how are you doing that? You know, if you don't want to share, if you care to.
Yeah. I'll share. Well, I was a kid. I appreciate that. When I was a, you know, when I was a kid, I had just a really tough childhood. But, you know, I'm sure a lot of the listeners did too. My father was very tough. My father's a New York City cop, and I was his target. And it was a really tough childhood for me, and so I became a martial artist.
But how do you think loving your father?
Oh, I hate my father. How could no, you know, even then, when we have these problems as children, we become masters at survival. So the way I survived in that household was to find the goodness in my father. I know that sounds crazy. Yeah. So that even though he was really mean to me, I felt very bad for him. I saw his pain, and I probably should have been more pissed off, but I wasn't allowed to be pissed off. So I worked it up through martial arts for 37 years. But I helpfully am angry with my father. It's okay to be angry, you know, for that stuff. But I love my father because he was just another child that wasn't fully developed and fully loved himself.
But how do you ever actually heal the anger so it's not there? Is it possible for it not to be there at some point?
Thank you. You know, I think it's constant work because it's a path. It's a practice. The journey of the warrior is to go within, go into the pain, not avoid the pain, go into it, and dissolve it, and find it until it's almost gone. And, you know, there's always probably a little bit because we're humans.
But it's also easier for you to see that pain in others, right? That's your work as a healer, right? Talk about that.
Well, you know, it's not so much seeing the pain. I see who they are. I see them. So, yeah, I don't look at pain. So for me, it's kind of like Michelangelo or David in the marble. I see the perfection in the person, and I take a stand for that. And everything around that, I don't even pay too much attention to. Like, I just kind of get rid of the muscle spasm. I just keep seeing them. And that in itself, you know, no one's ever been looked at that way before. Our own parents couldn't look at us with eyes of love sometimes. So when I see people that way and I accept them non-judgmentally, just a lot of healing happens.
But getting back to your story, can you do that with, I mean, you did do that with your father, but there's still residues of of the abuse you suffered. So just saying there must be a way to free you from that structure, is that our body?
Totally. I mean, totally free. Why must there be a way? Maybe there's not. You know, it's a, we're on a path. I think we can really, maybe we can get rid of it for moments. And then we all of us get triggered. You know, we have egos, you know, and things remind us of things. And then, but then we're good enough to get rid of it. I'm sure the Dalai Lama wakes up some morning and feels like hell, but he just knows what to do.
Right. So, okay, I get it. We're all a work in progress. Now, anything you can say about Earth Day? Because we are here at the Meta Center for an Earth Day celebration.
Yeah, I was actually at the first Earth Day, I think, in 1968 in New York. It was on the streets. Pete Seeger played. And I was a kid, and it was great. And I'm just, I see Andy just did this great thing here. And I believe that we're one with the Earth, and we just became separate with it the same way from the Earth, the same way we've become separate from ourselves. And it's just a lot of separation. And with healing, the Earth can heal and we can heal.
No, that's good, because, I mean, the Earth itself is a reflection of ourselves. So the pain that we feel in our lives, and we're actually playing it out in the form of pollution, earthquakes, you know, global warming. That's the Earth in pain, in a sense, that we're projecting it. So how do we heal that in relationship to ourselves?
How do we heal that in relation? That's a good question. I think, you know, Earth Day is a great thing, you know, bringing it to people's consciousness and doing our part individually. And, you know, some people like to take on the bigger stuff. You know, I like to work with individuals and do my part on the Earth. That's me.
Yeah. No, I think it was something actually you said. It's like when you have to love yourself. So, you know, we are made of the Earth. If we love ourselves as the Earth, that's a chance that we can actually heal the Earth.
Yeah, I believe that I project into the world who I am, and collectively we all do that. And I felt even you know, when I got divorced, and I kind of jumped out of my life, I closed my practice, all this stuff. The World Trade Center came down soon after that, and my tarot cards. Well, I had never had tarot cards, and they all showed buildings falling, trees burning. I said, oh man, I caused these. The World Trade Center to collapse. So, you know, it's a little out there, but...
No, I get it. You're connected. And, you know, actually, right, the tower always in the tarot deck represents destruction. So, but there is that relationship between your personal life and the reflection of the world, and we can't help but make that association that our lives are part of the world. So that's what they say. The more you work on yourself with love, the more love you share on the planet, and I think that's really what you're doing, Steve. So how are you actually doing that for people? I mean, how do you love them?
I just look at them, and I see them the way they deserve to be looked at, which is as a perfect being, and that's my work. My work is to see them for who they really are and to disagree with anything they believe that makes them not perfect.
Right, that's exactly what I was saying to you. And everybody, no, I was. So it's like, yes, that's what we're here for, to really see people in their perfection. I really think so. Do you have a website or something people can reach you? Go ahead.
www.drs, that's Dr. S, Gettinger, GETTINGER.com. That's drsgettinger.com.
Thanks, Steve. Call me. I'm gonna work my way through the crowd now. And thanks. No, be in touch. Okay. Yeah. So I'm here at Earth Day celebration at the Meta Center, and Barry Goldstein is just finishing up his act as a singer, and I'll let you hear a few of the last bars of that song. That's some pieces of Barry Goldstein there. I don't know if that came through. The next act, actually, and is also being streamed on the World Pooja Network, and one, I think there's another stream, allonenow.org, I think is carrying a live video feed of that. The next act will be Lisa Roma. Actually, I am emceeing this event, so I will then introduce the next act here. And thank you, Barry. Thank you. I'm just talking to my radio station here.
Hi,
Barry says hi. That was Barry Goldstein. And I'm talking to bbsradio.com. My show is New Realities. It's on every week at around 10 p.m. East Coast time. Right. Thank you. Thank you. So let's continue with the proceedings here because we just have two more people. And the next act is Lisa Roma. She's a visual artist, singer, songwriter, guitarist, calligraphy, poet, photographer, writer, educator, and she has a bunch of people. Where's everybody going? Hello? Okay, Lisa Roma's coming up. Oh, you want to? Oh, next is what? Oh, okay. Is Lisa next?
No, Bruce.
Oh, okay. Bruce, sorry, Lisa. Okay, Bruce Grodner's next. I don't think I have the introduction to Bruce there. Bruce, how would you introduce yourself, Bruce? Okay, here, environmentalist, right?
No.
No, not an environmentalist. You are a? Oh, Universal Peace Federation director, okay. And what? And senior pastor of the Family Federation, this is Bruce.
Thank you.
Sorry.
You know, Andrew promised me that I have 40 minutes. But I only take a few minutes. So, good evening, everyone. I know it's getting late, and I'm sure you're not ready for a sermon tonight. However, I just want to share some, you know, reflections and some ideas with you. One of my jobs is trying to bring peace to the Middle East between Muslims, Christians, and Jews. We've done 34 pilgrimages in the last 5 years to the Middle East. But I just want to share something that, you know, what really brings peace? What is it that brings peace? Here tonight, I felt so much peace, as I think all of you did. And I want to ask the question, what brings peace? And coming from the religious perspective, although I wasn't always religious, you know, it's not religion that brings peace. You have to understand, it's not my religion that brings peace, but it's our religious activities that do. And, you know, being that it's Earth Day today, and creation in the Bible, it says the creation is groaning in travail, waiting for the return of the sons and daughters of God, the blessed. And means that the creation's groaning, it's sad. And I also was thinking, you know, if creation is Mother Earth, who is Mother Earth's husband? So Mother Earth must have a husband, right? Who's Mother Earth's husband? It's heaven, the Great Spirit, Allah, God, whatever you want to call him, her, or them. It is, they are the reciprocal relationship to this planet Earth and this universe that lives in. And if the planet Earth is suffering, then we must also understand that heaven is also suffering. And then our position as the kind of lords of creation have to end the suffering of creation and the suffering of heaven. That's our job. So how do we do this? I'll give some very basic thoughts. So religion has two jobs. It accurately has to identify the source of human problems and clearly prescribe the antidote. Number two, accurately define the original ideal way for human life in the absence of problems. So we have to find the ideal and we have to solve the problem. That's our job. Okay? But a religious person, and I think everyone here is a religious person, even though you might not like the word religious, spiritual, internal, whatever you want to call it. Let's call it religious just because I'm here and I'm a minister. Please, bear with me for a few minutes. Has two slightly different jobs. One, we have to do what solves the problem, and two, we have to do what maintains the ideal of harmony and stability. That's our job. Every conflict has two bases. One is the history of my wrongdoing and the wrongdoing of others. Now let me ask you, which do you think is easy to change? The wrongdoing of ourselves or of others? That's much more dealable or doable. So I have the greatest access to get my hands or my heart or all these things around the thing that I do wrong. So my own personal wrongdoing, the wrongdoings of not only myself, but my family, the wrongdoings of my people, the wrongdoings of my race, my own religion, my co-religions, my co-workers, my co-leaders.
My country.
My country.
There you go.
These comprise half of the conflicts. Firstly, if I really want peace, then I must stop doing the wrong, right? Very simple. I must stop doing wrong on many levels. And then I have to stop it. And stopping it is a spiritual or religious act. So we can say that we're religious or spiritual people when we stop doing what's wrong. What do I do about history of my wrongdoing? I must learn to forgive when those people say, I'm sorry, right? So in other words, I have to learn how to forgive even if they don't say sorry. That's my job. So conflict exists and it's persistent. But if we learn to forgive, it's a divine act. If someone who has genuinely felt remorse of their crimes to the aggrieved party, and the aggrieved genuinely forgave, then we have to forgive them. We have to forgive them. Through this, you know that the bond of love that tears from these paired acts, or the bond of love that is generated in the work of reconciliation, when you bring people together, it is the most powerful thing in the universe. When a Palestinian father donated, or actually it was when a Jewish father donated the organ of his daughter to a Palestinian, and I was there, and it was the most profound thing to see and feel what goodness and reconciliation was really about. These are actions. They're not religion. They're actions of religious action. Just a couple more things. Recently, we had a chance to go to Norfolk and Jamestown after the 400th anniversary of the landing of the pilgrims. Blacks, whites, Native Americans, had a profound restorative conference of tears. They were flowing like river. You couldn't stop the people's tears. These reconciliation is real and it's awaiting for us. We have to be remorseful. We have to restore the wrong. We must collaborate to establish a fair and equitable reality. We talk about justice. There is no peace without justice, but there needs to be this systems in place that allow for justice to be satisfied and realized. In maintaining the universe, this is a religious act of giving. We have to give to people. The problem of peace is not so complicated. Nothing could be simpler than achieving and maintaining peace, at least in our minds, right? I didn't say it was easy, but it's simple. You have to say sorry. We have to forgive. This kind of life is transforming and is transformative. It's a new day, and there will be new weapons of mass reconciliation. America must lead the way. This is a nation founded on such principles that now we must live these principles. These values must not remain in our mosques, in our temples, in our synagogues, and our places of meditation and worship. But these values and activities and actions must be found in the public square. And so this summer there will be an event in Washington, D.C. bringing together every faith, denomination, religion, different dimensions of spirituality in the Global Peace Festival. Martin Luther King III, it's like the next generation have to come forward. The Points of Light and many other organizations will gather together this summer.
Right.
August 23rd in Washington, D.C. So, I'm grateful and honored to be here with you on this day. And also, I have something I must do. I am also an ambassador for peace. And one of the things that Universal Peace Federation does, it commissions people to be ambassadors for peace. This is not an award for your work, although you need to do some work to receive it. It is a commission. And there's two people here that will be receiving, maybe. I'd like to invite Mr. Baruma up. Just these two here.
Sorry.
He is the African Council for UPF in New York. And we'd like to present, first of all, I'd like to present some of what I think we saw today and we got a chance to see was the auxiliary bishop, forgive me if I fail to pronounce you, Ligia, of Mount Sierra. That's Italian, right? India, okay.
I am broadcasting from live from the Meta Center Earth Day celebration, and we were just listening to Reverend Bruce Godner, and he is a representative of the Universal Peace Federation, and he's an ambassador of peace, and he's giving an award from the people that are broadcasting peace. And I'm going to interview some other people here. I want to interview you. So I'm just going down to the hallway. And I have a shaman here who is part of the Earth Day celebration. And give us a little understanding about Earth Day and your connection to the Earth, okay?
Mm-hmm. My name is Kyria, and I'm a sound healer and healer. And my connection to the Earth is in sound. I actually can hear the Earth singing and speaking in her language. I feel Earth Day is every day. Of course, we need to develop consciousness for our planet to be kinder and more loving and more understanding and more protective. and to take better care of the planet, because we're the caretakers of Mother Earth, and we really cannot own her. We can only take care of her and share her with all of mankind and all the animals and the vegetable and plant kingdoms.
What practical thing can we do?
Well, every person can be more conscious, more aware, even just by using less water, being more appreciative of all the resources that we have in our everyday life, and teaching this to our neighbors, our friends, our children. There's so many ways. It's saying grace in a way, like all the indigenous people. When they take something from the earth, they give back to Mother Earth. They say thank you in a ceremony.
Mm-hmm. So that's a sort of ritual we can all do. Talk about that a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been working in Peru with shamans, and they do something called despacho. And despacho is a ceremony where they give sugar, candy, grains, flowers, all sorts of things back to Mother Earth as a thank you for all the gifts we've received from the Earth. The Earth is taking such good care of us, but so many people don't even remember that they take things for granted. So just by even when we're shopping, we could go be thankful for all the things we have and receive, just being aware of all of the beauty, taking a walk in the street and noticing the smallest things, even if a grass blade comes growing out of the sidewalk crack. If we're in a big city, a lot of people are not in nature, but there's still nature to be seen. There's birds flying, they're singing. Take more time to be aware of the beauty that surrounds us. I love the earth very much, and when I go to the ocean, I sing to her, to the ocean as well. I sing to the earth because the sound is such a healing instrument, and the sound of our voices as well. The earth listens. The earth has consciousness, and the earth can hear all we speak and think. So we need to also just be more conscious of the thoughts that we have, and say more blessings to the earth and to each other, because we are one with the earth, and we are the children walking on the planet Earth. So let's just be honorable. And
why don't you lead a meditation about how to tap into the earth? Is that okay?
All right. I want everyone to close your eyes and take a deep breath all the way down into your navel area, the body. Exhale, release any stress that you may have in your body. Now feel the energy as you take another breath in. Feel the breath going down out your perineum between your legs, and the breath going down into the earth as well. Like an anchor, roots growing down your feet into the earth. Feel your roots growing down, 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 all the way into the center of the earth, which is liquid. It's very hot. It's like iron. It's magnetic. It's pulling us down. That's why we are able to walk on the earth and we're not floating on the earth. It's because there's magnetism in the earth. And the energy of love is magnetic force. So the earth has so much love in its core, it's holding us down on the earth. So feel the pull of the earth beneath your feet. And as you breathe in again, feel the connection up your crown, the top of your head, to the sky, to of thoughts of creation. And Mother and Father, Great Spirit of the Great Central Sun. And feel your branches and your tree growing in to the other direction as well. And the next breath, feel your heart filling up with the energy from the Great Spirit coming down into your heart. And take another breath and feel the energy of the earth coming up into your heart. Exhale, and when you exhale, expand this beautiful energy out from your heart to surround you and all your friends and loved ones, wherever you are right now. See it going out and surrounding you. Just realize your heart is the center between heaven and earth. And by connecting to both poles, you're in your middle. And that is the center of your love and your truth and your knowingness. And Mother Earth will speak with you for a moment in sound. Mother Earth has a lot of tears and sadness, but as all of you who are listening, send more love to her to help her heal. Her sounds will become more joyful again. There is a lot of pain in her because so many people have been releasing a lot of their karma and pain into the earth, and she's been trying to mulch it. So let's send her more love that she can heal all the wounds that mankind and the technology has inflicted upon her. And if you are listening and would like to join in, let's sing some ohms to her. Kyria Aloela Lumina. Kyria. Aloela.
Aloela.
Lumina.
Lumina. And do you have a website?
Yes, it's KyriaMystica.com.
And you're located in New York.
I'm in New York and in Florida.
And you're a healer, ritual leader, shaman.
Ceremony leader.
Shaman. Beautiful person. Thank you. Thank you for leading the audience. And you can find us on bbsradio.com. Archives, New Reality. Thank you so much. I'm going back into celebration here. Hi, I'm back. Do you have something to say about Earth Day?
No, kind of something that really
struck you here at the Earth Day celebration that you would let? I'm just talking to some people leaving. She's just saying, go ahead, tell the audience.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Just the general peace and love that was shared by everyone. You can't help but be overwhelmed and awed by how much love that should be shared throughout the world.
Thank you. What's your name?
Lynn.
Lynn. That was Lynn here at the Earth Day celebration at the Meta Center. We're going to go and experience some of that love with Lisa Roma and her audience. Okay, I'm going to interview another participant here at the Meta Center Earth Day celebration. This is Donna Eagle, and just give us your overall impressions about Earth Day and celebration, what you have to share.
Yummy, Earth Day. Water is memory. Water is all of us. We can't live without air. It doesn't take very long to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
And water is really important for every single being on this planet.
Okay, that's it? Okay.
Just alkaline water.
Alkaline
with a little lemon in it, even.
Okay. Thank you. I'm actually going to also find some other environmentalists to talk to here. They're going to do one more song, I think, and then I'm going to talk to some environmentalists about what the true essence of Earth Day is. And I'm interested in feedback from people listening to the show about what you think of this, what your contributions to the Earth are. And, you can email me at newrealities@earthlink.net. And here's a woman who, Ellen Osuna, she's a poet, she's an environmentalist, and she gave a nice little talk here about different political and spiritual actions that we can take as people contributing back to the earth. But I would like her to kind of also recite one of her poems that you said, because they were really beautiful. So this is Ellen Osuna. Thanks, Ellen, for being here.
Hi, thanks, Ellen.
Give us one.
Okay, this is a poem inspired by the element water. It's called What Else Does Water Know? Water, sweet and nourishing. Water, open, comforting. Water, beauty, water flows, but what else does water know? Water, poisoned, water smells. Water, so many stories to tell. Water, privatized, water bleached. Water for so many out of reach. It's time to understand the reasons for water's scarcity and pain, to understand that biology makes us one and the same. Drink deep of the knowledge of water's dark side. Dark as the rivers in India and China, so many indigenous lands. Dark as the water profiteers and their unfair commands. Water is angry, angry as heat-driven hurricanes and their wake-up demands. Water is crowded, crowded as the chemicals that flow from our sinks. And water is sad, sad as native tribes and Iraqis with little to drink. It's too much, it's too heavy, I just want to cry. But this planet I stand on demands that I try. It's too much, it's too heavy, I just want to cry, but the fluid that holds me together demands that I try. I feel so much hope, however, here in this place, seeing the connected and innovative people filling this space and knowing you're all out there on the radio. We're all sages in this age where one thing flows faster than toxins, and that is information. If we each tell our neighbor something and they tell 100 more, there's huge hope in the impact of these opening doors. If you search water activism or river keeper or some such a phrase, you'll find solutions and networks and stories. You will be amazed. As we learn, share, and act, we become a river that's living. Metaphors are one of the many things water keeps on giving. Yes, water is strained now, but water has power, especially when seen as teacher and ally, not something that's ours. I'll end with a poem within a poem that did not first come through me, trusting that sharing it here would be fine with Starhawk and the reclaiming community. We are sweet water, we are the seed. We are the storm winds that blow away greed. We are the new world we bring to birth, a river rising to reclaim the earth.
Thank you, Ellen. I should probably go back in the other room because I think this group is, but thanks. Is there any website that you think is special for people to tune into about environment?
Yes. Okay, there's hundreds of websites. I'm just going to share one. Easy to remember, PSR.org stands for Physicians for Social Responsibility. Scientific information on how toxins affect everything, a lot of information regarding nuclear issues that are up right now. So I encourage everyone to visit that network in cyberspace, psr.org. Thanks.
Thank you, Ellen. Okay. One more website system.
Okay. Coopamerica.org, COOPamerica.org. It's a green pages of sustainable everything from ethical mutual funds to unbleached paper, and there's a lot of information there as well. That's probably my favorite website on the planet.
Right. Thank you so much. It's Ellen Osuna, poet, environmentalist. I'm going to catch the end of the last music act, which is Lisa Roma and her organization, and then we'll introduce the last guest of the evening.
Call you.
That is Lisa Roma. We just heard the last few minutes of. I am at the Meta Center here with a production organized by Andy Kane, who's going to come up to the microphone right now and kind of give an overview of what we've just been experiencing. Andy Kane, executive producer and organizer of the second annual Peace Day celebration in New York.
This program has been carried live via an internet broadcast at www.allonnow.org and will be available at an archive at a later time. I really want to, again, thank you all for coming. If each of you could take a care and put it to the side, that would be good.
Okay, we are wrapping up here, but I'm going to just do a few more interviews with some more environmental speakers as they leave the event here. And this is New Realities you've been listening to. Alan Steinfeld, you can email me about what you've heard here. Also check the archives for the past shows with leading scientists, healers, spiritual thinkers, spiritual leaders that have created new paradigms of thought. So we're just going to get a few closing words as people exit. And how was the broadcast for you?
It was pretty good. I think we missed part of the technical difficulties.
What were you broadcasting for?
We were broadcasting from All of One Now.
All of One Now? Is that a video broadcast as well?
I'm not sure. They were filming it, but I'm not sure if they were doing that.
Okay. Anyway, this is BBS Radio that we're now also streaming to or now. So, okay.
Yeah, it was streaming like audio.
Anything you can say about the event?
I thought it was pretty amazing. I didn't really know much about it. My dad pulled me into this.
Okay.
But it was great. The speakers was like really, motivational, and the songs and all the music was just moving and. Just a great event.
Thank you. What's your name?
My name is Noah Shepherd.
Thanks, Noah. Thanks for being here. Who are you? You look like a very interesting person. Yes. What, can you introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Reverend Cindy. I'm Queen Daughter for Queen Mother Jordan.
Queen Mother what?
Sylvia Jordan.
Oh, tell me about her, please.
She is a very remarkable lady. She's a Candice mother for the Ethiopian Orthodox Coptic Church. And she's the clan mother for the indigenous races here in America. And she can tell you so much more about herself, her own self.
Can you just tell me a little bit about the particular spiritual teachings she offers?
Well, yes, I can, very briefly. It's an international teaching of being one, you know, one family. And as we're here today celebrating to our great Mother Earth, that's the main thing that Mother teaches about, our love for each other and our love for the world. And I also brought some Kangen water tonight for you to try. I hear everyone talking about the water.
Yeah.
And the water situation on the planet. And this being the age of Aquarius, it's like joining to the beginning when the Spirit of God moved on the face of the deep and said, let there be light. And that's when the water was purified. And once again, it's being purified by the Japanese filtering system. And it gives us alkaline Kangen water.
Interesting. Thanks. Can I see some of the water? Can I try it? Okay. I'm also going to be talking to some other people here as we wrap up the special edition of New Reality. This is water from where?
From Japan.
Japan.
It's, well, it's from New York. The system that purifies.
Yes.
The system that purifies the water was invented in Japan a lot of years ago.
Mm. Well, before I get to that, I just want to talk to a few more people because we're almost out of time. And did you have something to say about the Earth Day celebration that you've witnessed tonight here? Something about the Earth?
It's wonderful, really wonderful. We should have more events like these, you know, because if we have people being responsible for all the pollution, you know, really take care of the earth more, we will have more health, we will have more people coming together, and this is something that we could bring peace, like a big family together, taking care of Mother Earth.
Yeah, we're like the children taking care of the mother, is that it? Where are you from?
I am originally from Jamaica, West Indies. Yes.
Great, thanks for being here. What's your name?
Pleasure, I am Paulette Lewis.
Lewis, are you working with the environment too?
Yes, yes. I work with the school, in the school system.
Okay.
So we go around the community, actually. We used to go sweep the streets and stuff like that, pick up stuff. So now I'm so much more conscious about throwing things down, you know, garbage and stuff. They're always like a garbage facility, you throw stuff in.
How are they in Jamaica? Are they conscious or is it...
I must say they should be a little bit more conscious. Yes, let's put it like that. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for commenting and sharing your ideas here, and welcome to Earth Day. I'm just going to talk to a few more people here. Did you have something you wanted to say and share about the Earth Day celebration and your beautiful music and singing?
Oh.
Go ahead.
Oh, hi, everybody. Lisa Roma. This is an incredible experience being here. And Earth Day is every day, just like Mother's Day is every day, and Father's Day is every day. And we're a human family. You know, and we have to keep on remembering and putting out that love.
Where's your song?
My inspiration is nature and spirit. You know, I get divine inspiration for my songs. They really literally come through me, you know, quite unexpectedly. I've actually written songs while sitting at the ocean, you know, or sitting in a park. Watermarks was actually, the lyrics were written while I was sitting in a park.
Can you just say those lyrics?
Which one's Watermarks?
Yeah.
Let's see. Let me try to remember. Sometimes the music helps me. Okay. So this is how the sky grows dark, with night ascending on the park, and children jumping all around, until their feet don't touch the ground. Thank you. Bless you all.
Thank you, Lisa Roma. There's just a few more people I really feel we should talk to here at this Earth Day gathering at the Meta Center in New York. I'm going to talk to this. Now, did you have something? You were given an award tonight for your work. Can you talk a little bit about that and the environment and the peace organization you're involved with? Yeah, just tell the audience, if you don't mind.
Oh, okay. My name is Kurima Nyambele, and I'm from Mali, West Africa. Uh-huh. And I'm a chairman of African Council of Universal Peace Federation. Uh-huh. And we try now to bring all ambassadors of peace, African ambassadors of peace in USA, uh-huh, to try to work with American people how to work together to solve our problem before. Because what we see in this time is all the time when tragedy happened in Africa, people come in and say, oh, it was just, you know, we want to prevent those tragedies to not happen. Then, you know, that would be more easy here.
The tragedies in Africa.
Yeah.
And bringing the world together in one piece.
The world together. American people, African, European, Asiatic, all together to try to figure out before some situation get worse in one or another country, try to prevent those problems who sometimes become like a violent war or famine or AIDS. Try to prevent.
Do you think the world's getting better? Do you think it's working?
I believe because you have people who try to change, and you have a group of people who try to come in together to make a different movement who we've never seen before coming to make a peace. And, you know, this country is a great country, and it's a country who always lead a world in better ways. Sometimes mistakes happen. And sometimes maybe some action by politician or whatever could happen. But always in the United States, you find a people who always try to come in together on justice way and try to solve different people problems. So
thank you so much. Is there a website that you can just give me?
Well, no, you can go to anything you want. You can email to me on nymalians@yahoo.com.
Thank you. That's person from West Africa. What's that?
Burima Nyambele.
Which means?
Burima Nyambele is Burima is my first name and Nyambele is my last name.
Thank you. For
the email is nymalians.
Thank you. Yeah, there's just a lot of people here with a lot of information. This has been a very special edition of the New Realities radio show. And please send me some comments, emails. I just want to get a last comment here from the director of the program, Andy. We're live here on BBS Radio. I just wanted you to kind of sum up how the evening went and a little final words about Earth Day. Go ahead.
Here I am. This is Andrew Kane speaking. This is the executive producer who put on tonight's event, Celebrating the Heart, Celebrating the Planet, Healing the Heart. It's really about all of us coming together in community, because by bringing people together in community, we create unity, which is essence of really about coming together in oneness. We're all one, you know, all of us. Beyond all religious, you know, beliefs, religion, race, color, we're all one. And this event is about bringing people together, and we just finished a great night with lots of different speakers and artists that you heard, and it's all about oneness. Bye.
Andy Kang, producer. Okay, I am wrapping up here. This has been Alan Steinfeld for New Realities. Please email me. Next week I will have a regular sit-down show with a regular guest. I think we're going to interview next week Juna Wojtyn, Karmic Healing. Thank you for listening tonight, and I welcome any comments. Email me, newrealities@earthlink.net. Check my website, newrealities.com. Thank you, Seth and Don at BBS Radio. And thank you all for listening. And we'll talk to you, hear from you next week. Okay, good night.